Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Dan,
Charlie,
and Ava
with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. Residents are being warned to, quote, give a wide berth in Brisbane's Musgrave Park, where heavy bunya nuts have been falling from their large trees. Between late December to early March are when bunya pine nuts fall in huge crops, damaging cars and possibly injuring locals who frequent the park. Posts across local Facebook community groups have reported near misses, with one Facebook poster commenting, they're big, spiky and weigh between 5 to 10 kilograms. The Brisbane City Council has been attempting to curb this issue through denutting by destroying the flowers that cause them to spawn. Larger than 1 litre water bottles and a snack for native wildlife, it is important to steer clear of these large bunya pines over the next few months.
On other news, a few local bands in Brisbane have been doing their last shows before moving to Melbourne. We've got Sacred Hearts performing in the Brightside on the 30th of January and the Lobotomy Girls performing at Greaser on the 7th of February, which they just announced a few days ago. Both bands fit a more niche group, being post-punk and shoegaze respectively. As seen by Sampology a few years ago, in Brisbane we don't have the population to support these niches, as quoted, everyone goes to each other's parties because there's only a few good parties that week. This movement is not unfounded, and it's why we have to support our local niche bands.
In national news, the Labor government has proposed plans to introduce a new offence and amend existing laws regarding hate speech in the wake of the Bondi terror attacks. These measures have been put forward as part of a broader bill addressing gun reform with the induction of a national firearm buyback scheme, as well as the cancellation or refusal of visas for any individual found to incite hate speech. The proposed legislative offence will make the public promotion and inciting of racial hatred illegal, with a maximum penalty of up to 5 years imprisonment or higher where offences are aggravated. The coalition is set to decide its position on the bill when Parliament returns on Monday.
And in more news, following on the devastating bushfires in Victoria over the past week, flash flooding has set in on the Great Ocean Road after record-breaking rainfall yesterday in the early afternoon. Communities band together in a time of chaos and loss as cars, homes and belongings are swept away in the floods. There are no current death tolls reported.
In more levity and international news, an art festival at the Hunan province in China is facing protests from tourists because one of their artistic installations is causing bird deaths due to mirrors. The installation is made of mirrors and is set in the middle of a lake. The birds confuse the reflections of sceneries with open areas, and hundreds of birds fly straight into it and get hit. The art festival continues in January, where millions of birds are migrating. Tourists are calling the government to remove the installation as soon as possible and protect the ecology of the city. Journalists have called relevant departments to follow up. The reply has said they are aware of the problem and are looking to the issue.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 24 degrees with a maximum of 32 degrees. The UV index is 1, which is in the low band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.